Hey, what do you think is fair? If we play a family board game and someone loses, all of a sudden the game isn't fair. When my girls don't obey and I ground them, they've been known to say, "Hey, that's not fair." If you have a yard sale or sell something online, what you feel is fair price may not be what the buyer thinks is fair. That leather jacket I've held on to from the 90s may be priceless to me, but to someone else, it's only worth about $5. So begins the negotiation for what feels fair. What is fair? Is it what we deserve, expect, or what we think we need, or how we think things should look or turn out in life? That's probably a fair explanation. The word fair defined is in accordance with the rules or standards, legitimate or just. Rules, standards, just, those words have nothing to do with our feelings though, do they? Why is it then that when we feel loss, pain, and hurt, it feels unfair? I think because we want our plans to succeed. We want health and happiness. We want successes and wins in life, not losses. I've been thinking a lot about losses because we are surrounded by it on so many different levels. My sister-in-law couldn't be with her daughter as she had her first baby. My niece is a senior, and we all feel for the class of 2020, milestones and moments lost. A friend lost her grandfather to COVID-19, and she, like so many around the world, couldn't be by his side in his final moments. Millions of jobs lost, wedding and birthday gatherings canceled, funerals and end-of-life celebrations all put on hold. So many isolated for safety, yet the loneliness seems at times greater than this virus. It doesn't feel fair. Still, God is near to our broken hearts and keeps track of all our sorrows and tears. And at the same time, it's our suffering and loss that turns our eyes to Jesus. Can things we count as loss and unfair actually be blessings in disguise? I was reminded of the words of Paul, Philippians 3:8. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ. Paul knew what it meant to suffer, face loss, persecution, and lose everything he had gained, his way of life, his prestige, his position, and knowledge of the law. What he once thought was important and held so much value, and from the world's perspective, was gain, he counted loss in his heart when compared to miraculously meeting Jesus, being changed, and set on a new course. Jesus said, "He who loses his life for my sake will find it." Consider what you've lost. What doesn't seem fair? How does it compare to knowing Jesus? How could God be using it for his glory and your good? The gains become loss and the losses become gains when you look at life through the lens of faith in Jesus. That's the truth. Be encouraged today. We're all in this together, and the losses that we all feel are unfair, I pray, can even be counted as joy and gain as we are moved through it all closer to Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.